101.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's Brian Young on this beautiful Super Bowl Sunday night. I actually named this, is there a game on or something? Just a little joke. Just joking, but no, I'm not listening to the Super Bowl. I'm broadcasting, which makes me much happier than watching organized sports. And, you know, most people do like organized sports in this country. So if you're watching, hopefully you can turn down the TV and listen to me while grown men play a little boy's game. If you don't like that, call me and tell me about it. 617-627-3800. I'm also taking requests. So, yeah, anything you like, you know, doesn't mean I'll play it. If I like it, I'll play it. If not, I'll just make fun of you. 617-627-3800. I'm Brian. Somebody really wanted to get played by me because they knew my, they found out my address and they left two CDs in my mailbox today. I'm assuming it's someone from Four Point Restraints. Unless it's just a rabid fan of theirs. But I was listening to it in the next room. Thumbs up. I like it. I like it. I've heard of them before. I think I may have even seen them before. I just couldn't remember what they sounded like at all. I was expecting, like, harsh metal with a name like Four Point Restraints, but it wasn't at all. It was pretty cool, actually. And they left two CDs for me. One's called Mercy from 2012. The other one's Malice from 2014. And I like them so much, I'm going to start this show. This show, is there a game on or something? I'm going to start it with a double shot of Four Point Restraints. One from the 2012 CD, Mercy, and one from the more recent one named Malice. Here's something from Mercy right here on MFO. Four Point Restraints.
Another dead dog in an overcoat quote. drag me down, tear me with visions vain. Time will fleet till we're obsolete, but I wallow in the caffeine. What's another night? What's another you? What's another? What's another you? What's another night? What's another? Dead at night, the sound of mouth screams. The shivers loose upon my bones, and I'm away with soul.
A haven dread seized on my chest, like some sordid demon lover.
This sucked a breath from the lungs of this bitch's bastard. Time is near when there comes a killing storm.
When the heavens swear with full clouds like horsemen battle.
And now it as they ride on the back of a shrieking sky.
Dance upon the walls.
Let the ancient waters rise and come to bury us all. My heart's like a clenched fist.
A clenched fist, my heart's like a clenched fist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now see all the fears of an enemy's eyes, got held to me, but it's not a crime.
do you think of that? I thought it was pretty damn awesome. That one was called The Last of Me, Four Point Restraints. From the album Alice. Before that, it was What's Another Year with Mercy. Thank you guys for dropping that off at my house. I should feel invaded, but no, I don't at all. If you feel like coming to my house and dropping off a CD, if you can find my house like these guys did, go right ahead, and I'm bound to play you if it's good. I mean, that was really good. It was really good. I'm not just going to play it if it's crap and you found my house. It's not going on the air. But that was good stuff. And I'd like to invite them on my show sometime. They can come on a Crash Course for the Ravers, which is 1 to 4, my regular schedule time. 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. I'll be here this Saturday. We have the Quigs this Saturday. Great band. Ian Clark. Audrey Clark from the 360s, her son's band. And they rock. We'll have them live in the studio here next Saturday. Next up, I'm going to play some stuff from Peter Montgomery. First, his band, the Montgomerys. I'm going to play a couple of songs, a couple cover songs they do. Even though Peter is an amazing songwriter. And I'll prove that to you because after the two Montgomery songs, I'll play his band, the Irresponsibles, with a couple of songs that they wrote themselves. Here's the Montgomerys. You know who this is. Who?
Night with an answer in his hand. breathe down. Tell me castles burning. Find someone who's turning, and you will come around. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. So find someone who's turning, and you will come around. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. So find someone who's turning, and you will. Thank you.
What is it you want?
Working hard, reinventing the wheel. A lot of boys gotta know how it feels. It's been done about 10 million times. This is mine, let's see if it rhymes.
.5 WMFO in Medford. I don't think I have many people listening, but I'm going to be here till midnight. Who's listening? Is anyone listening? Please, someone call. Give me a call. I don't have a TV in here. Just let me, not that I really care, but just curious. Who's winning the game? I'm not a sports guy whatsoever, and I'm not going to give you a lot of crap for being one if you are. I just wonder, why do people need to hear it? You know, they can have a very nice soundtrack. Turn down the sound and turn up MFO. That was the Irresponsibles there. Some good friends of mine reinventing the wheel, literally. And their old guitarist, he's not old, but a previous guitarist of theirs, Dave Thomas, was actually a roommate of mine for a while, and I was living with him when he had this band called Pony and created this album. This one I'm going to play a couple songs from right now. I don't know why these guys never made it, you know? Local guys. Awesome songs. Check it out. This is Pony. This song's called Big Time from the album Motorcar.
Spent a long time just
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was Pony with Maggot. You might remember The Irresponsibles years back playing, they used to play that because the lead guitarist at the time wrote that song, and that was his band Pony. And actually, someone who did a lot of the guitar work with his band Pony he did a lot of it himself, but he had a lot of help from Steve Fredette. You might remember him from Scruffy the Cat. Lots of Boston local tonight, huh? Let's hear something from Scruffy the Cat. It's been a long time. They got together like within the last year. I wish I saw it. We'll try and get Steve on the show sometime. I asked him and he seemed interested. We'll see. Here's Scruffy the Cat.
Mighty warm, getting up and rolling can be a nuisance.
How do you start?
91.5 WMFO in Medford with the Charms there, Raging Angel. Have George Monahan request, and finally I got a request. 617-627-3800. You can call in or you can request like George did on Facebook. I'm on there. Brian Young. You can also find me on a Crash Course for the Ravers site. He wanted to hear, what is it, Word on a Wing? Yeah, I'm going to have to dig. I might only have that on vinyl. I'll see if I can dig it up. In the meantime, I have Jenny D and the Delinquents queued up, so I'm going to play that. Andy Pratt coming up. And then we'll definitely play Bowie. I'm going to try to find Word on a Wing, but we'll do some cool Bowie, too. George, do you listen to the show often? I'm actually a huge Bowie fan, and my show on Saturdays, it's been around for 8 years, is named after a Bowie lyric. A Crash Course for the Ravers. So, yes, we love Bowie here. It's Jenny D and the Delinquents on MFO.
More dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's A Crash Course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Do you